We are back with you here on 1320, 42 degrees currently outside, and in studio with us we have members of My Chef Lara, Chef Norbert, Deb, and Lara herself, along with Prudence Stoddard from the Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath out of Warwick. We'll be talking to them in just a second. Meteorologist Jim Corbin will also take a look at the forecast in just a couple of moments. But first, let us say good morning to our ladies and gentlemen in the studio. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Dominic.
We have a new personality with us this morning. Good morning, Prudence.
Good morning.
You are the kitchen design director?
Yes, I am. I'm a director of design at Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath in Warwick.
Mm-hmm. Jefferson Boulevard, right around the corner from the airport, yep. Originally. A little bit of background on who Prudence is.
I have been in the interior design world for quite a long time. I went to Rhode Island School of Design in their continuing ed program and finished that up, boy, in about the early 90s, I'd say. Mm-hmm. So I've been in the interior design world since then, doing strictly kitchens and baths for about the last 15, 16 years. Mm-hmm. So I've also taught at RISD. As a matter of fact, I taught their kitchen and bath program for 8 years. Mm-hmm. So until quite recently.
Right.
So.
And things are going pretty well at Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath. I know that you've got some great designs. I've checked out the website recently. You've got some great things over there. So basically, you can tell the audience, if people are looking for a new design or if they want to upgrade what they have now, is basically what you really do.
Yes, it is. We are a full service, what they call a design and build company. Mm-hmm. So we have all of the resources in-house. So we can take everything from the initial concepts, you know, to your ideas, collaborate with you all the way through the process, and then build it when you're done.
And you basically do that now by computerized, right?
We do. We have some wonderful resources. Mm-hmm. Very, very realistic. It's kind of like some of the shows you see on HGTV, mm-hmm. you know, where they can, you know, move around the room and change things and make things fly in. We have all those capabilities.
Yeah, and you basically will put cabinets together, shelving, and all that as well, right?
That's right. That's
so,
right.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So congratulations on it. Now, how long have you been there now?
Yeah, I've been with them for 15 years.
15 years, amazing.
So, yeah, I've never
Goes by fast, doesn't it?
Boy, does it fly.
It really does. Well, nice to have you in here for our first time, and hopefully many more to come. We also have our professional chefs from My Chef Lara. We have Norbert with us, the awesome guy that he is, of course.
Yes, good morning, Dominic.
How are you doing? I'm doing well, and Deb is with us as well. Deb?
Hey, Dom.
And
it is 1 hour earlier than usual.
Yeah, exactly. This one is still complaining. It's a little earlier. You know, you'd be on getting ready to get on the road within the next. I mean, you're only 15 minutes
from
home.
Actually, it's 2 hours because it's daylight savings.
That's right.
Two hours earlier. Yeah. Well, I see. Lara hasn't changed her clocks yet. You know, she still hasn't changed her clock. She's like, our clock on our console still says 7:07 because they haven't got. But our computer screens are all set because those change all the time. You know, what you got to do is you got to bang on the console to change. Oh, there it goes. It changed. There you go. A lot of things going on. You know, it is early for some people out there. I mean, I know Paul Healy complains it's early because he starts out at 9 o'clock now because he always started at 10. But the other thing that we're going to talk about today is early breakfasts. I know we really haven't talked a lot about breakfast in the past, except a few months ago when we had the egg that we made here in studio in the microwave.
In the microwave, yes.
In the mason jar.
Egg in the microwave in a mason jar. And that is one of the things you need in the morning, especially when you have to be at a show like Dominic's, 1 hour earlier, you need to have a Kickstarter in the morning when you get up, and then eggs are really, really good mm-hmm. for that. And yes, the egg in the microwave, we do that within 2 minutes, you are done, and mm-hmm. you have a nice omelet in the microwave. Or, now my German roots come through again. There is an egg which is called the Frühstücksei. and the Frühstücksei is,
I won't ask
is,
you
a, is a breakfast is a breakfast egg.
Okay.
And I wanted to talk about how to prepare the perfect boiled breakfast egg.
Mm-hmm.
And common sense would say, yeah, okay, you boil water and then you put the egg in there and then you boil it for 5 minutes and mm-hmm. that is a soft boiled egg. But there is a better method out there. And it saves a lot of money and it saves a lot of time and it saves also a lot of water. So you take a regular pot
mm-hmm.
and you only fill it up an inch of water, not more.
Mm.
And then you bring that water to a boil and then you put an egg in there and then you cover it so that all of the heat actually stays in the pot. And then you steam the egg rather than boiling it underwater. You boil it more or less in the steam and you keep it in there for 6 minutes and you take it out and it is a perfect boiled breakfast egg.
You forgot the part about the thumbtack.
And about the thumbtack.
Yes.
Yes, I forgot the part about the thumbtack. Go ahead.
That's Lara. Important.
You don't break it the is. Egg with a thumbtack.
I no, hope. You don't break okay. the egg with a thumbtack, but you have a thumbtack so that you can pierce the bottom of the egg.
No, not in the steaming. You don't even have to.
What?
No, you
Lara's
don't
doing
have
it wrong.
To. Because that's the major difference between the boiling.
There you go.
Between the boiling and the steaming.
It's too in the early boiling. To change my worldview.
In the boiling, yes, you have to have the thumbtack and you release the air out of the egg. But in the steaming, you don't have to. That is a gentler way of cooking the egg. But at the very same time, it keeps it all the way and it doesn't break it. Very often, if you didn't have the thumbtack hole in the egg, then it would burst. And then you have all of those white things going through the water. But with a steaming process, it does not.
Huh.
And that is a nice addition.
Huh. Well, and I've recently discovered another way of handling the egg cracking problem. Is you take the egg out and raise it to room temperature. And you can do that two ways. You can leave it out for about a half an hour so that it comes to room temperature. Because one of the reasons it bursts is the difference between taking it out of the fridge and putting it into boiling water.
Right.
The temperature difference forces the eggshell to crack. Or you can just put it in warm water mm-hmm. for about 10 minutes and then boil it. So I recently discovered that as a way to handle the whole cracking of the egg problem.
And then at the very, very end of the process, after the 6 minutes, you take the egg out of there, either with a spider or you just discard the steaming water, and then you shock it under cold water for 20 seconds, and then you have the perfect boiled breakfast egg. The good thing about it, about this method, is normally when you boil more than one egg, and you need 10 to 15 at the same time, and you put them into boiling water, what happens is the temperature drops very rapidly, and the temperature of the water goes down, and it takes some time to get it up to the boiling point. With the steaming method, it is completely different because it is a lot less water in there, and it is almost instantly that it is back to boiling point, and then you have the steaming process.
So are they soft-boiled or hard-boiled?
No, those are soft-boiled eggs after 6 minutes. After 10 minutes, however...
So you could do that in a steamer basket too, couldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, sure. You can do it in a steamer basket. Yeah. Yes, you can.
Hmm. I think I would rather do that.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. I know. You
Sounds
love
easier than
baskets.
I do
those
love
little things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's better for shocking too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You can pull it out and just shock
it right away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are here with our professional chefs, along with Prudence from the Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath. Right now, we do have another update on the forecast. We've got meteorologist Jim Corbin back with us again. Jim?
Well, Don, for the first time this week, we're finally going to get a little sun. We haven't seen much of it since early Sunday, and that's the good news. The temperatures will get into the mid-50s, mid to upper 50s this afternoon, north winds tonight. Just a couple of rain showers. Other than that, no big problems, low at mid-40s. Tomorrow, it looks like we'll get into the low 60s, but watch for a shower or two in the afternoon into the evening. perhaps with some grapple. And then on Friday, it looks like 50 degrees, a cooler day, setting the stage for mostly dry weather but colder on the weekend. Saturday, upper 30s to near 40. And as we talked about over the last week or two, don't let your guard down. There's some chance of snow by Sunday night and Monday. It could also just be a cold rain and windy condition. So stay tuned on that. But overall, we get a little better this afternoon.
Okay. Sounds good, Jim. We'll talk to you back in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
All right. We have, of course, as I said, our chefs here, along with Prudence from Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath. I know, Prudence, when you go to the website, which is rikb.com, Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath, we talked a little bit about, you know, what you do there for people who are looking for brand new kitchens or what have you. But you do a lot more than that as well.
Yes, we do. We have a seminar series that we've recently started. And we've been doing it for about a year and a half. We do things like kitchen and bath, you know, kitchen trends, bath trends. We go through a process we call our kind of a 10 steps process of how to make remodeling a little easier. You know, how to go about it. If you're trying to do it yourself or working with another contractor, what are the pitfalls? What are the steps you should take to hopefully make the whole process go well? In addition to that, we have a chef series. We have a visiting chef come in from somewhere in the area, from different restaurants, from, you know, different types of food that they prepare. And we do a night with a chef demonstration and a wine pairing.
I know that, as you mentioned, the seminar is coming up the end of April at, 9:30 to 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Some of the items or some of the things that may be that you may hear on what was some of the stuff that they may hear there?
The seminar that we're doing in April is going to be on kitchen trends. And we'll be talking about the things that are popular right now, the colors that people are choosing, the types of cabinetry that are popular right now, the countertop materials. I'd be happy to give you some clues, if you'd like, excuse me, about what the types of things are that that we're going to be talking about specifically. But, you know, we follow the trends. I've been doing, you know, some trends research for many years and presenting it in a format that, you know, was kind of fun. A lot of slides, a lot of pictures, some interaction, certainly, with the people that attend. We get some very good attendance, so we recommend that you sign up early, and we often have a full house. So.
You know, and you said slides and pictures and stuff like that. That's basically what you see on your website. You know,
that's right.
It's just like constantly moving all the time. You know, you see all these great things for your kitchen and, you know, and bath. So, you know, and there's some of the newer items that are out there. Do people still want like the old fashioned? They don't want the 50s and 60s items anymore, do they?
No, not really. Even in older homes, people are trying to make the kitchens as usable as possible with as many gadgets and you know, practical ease of use kinds of things that have been developed over the last few years. We can still incorporate that into, you know, sort of a historical setting where you still get all the modern conveniences, but keeping it looking a little bit more fitting for the house. Now, sometimes you get people that really want to go the complete opposite. They take that old house and they incorporate all brand new modern types of materials. And believe it or not, that can be just as effective sometimes as trying to retain some of that history.
Okay, hold on for that one. We are going to head back out to the roadways once again. We've got Gina standing by and see how the roadways are taking off on this Wednesday morning. Gina.
Well, we just had a crash clear 195 westbound over by Point Street. And the good news there is that it's clear. The bad news is we are still slow. In fact, we're pretty slow just about everywhere you look if Rhode Island is your destination. So maybe you want to stay in Attleboro. It's certainly pretty heavy over on 95 South coming out of Pawtucket, but it's better. We're just from Lonsdale Avenue down to the 146 merge, 295. We did have a crash by Route 37. That's gone. A little heavy on the southbound side by Route 6. There is a vehicle stuck on the ramp 6 eastbound onto Killingley Street, so be aware of that if you're going to use Route 6, maybe to head into Johnston. Around Attleboro, the usual hustle and bustle going on. County at Thatcher, South Main at Locust, North Main, Park and Pleasant, the usual. So Route 1 is busy trying to get out of North Attleboro into Plainville. No surprise there. Heavy by Gillette, heavy into Norwood. And 95 in general, though, from the state line all the way into 128 is a pretty decent ride. 495 is looking pretty good, too. Full but not overflowing on the X-way. I'm not seeing any accidents. Don't forget, Veterans Memorial Bridge, Route 6, going to be closed intermittently today between 10 and 3, top of the hour, 10-minute closures to tweak the equipment that opens the bridge. So that'll be ongoing today, but it'll also be happening tomorrow. The Braga Bridge will be the way you can get through. That's a roadwork zone. Keep those speeds down, MBTA. Looks like Route 69, Route 83, checking out with some minor delays. Next report coming up on Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
All right, Gina, sounds good. Thanks once again. We have our professional chefs from My Chef Laura in studio. As I said, we also have Prudence from Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath out of Warwick. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Are you feeling stretched as a caregiver? Bristol Elder Services is sponsoring a free educational series to provide you with the tools you'll need to take care of yourself. The series takes place at Harmony Adult Day Health Center in Taunton on Wednesdays from March 2nd until April 6th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. The Caregiver Help Book, developed specifically for the class, will be provided. For information or to register, contact Jody Souza at 774-627-1424. Class size is limited and pre-registration is required. That's 774-627-1424.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Join Children's Friend and Panera Bread for a great day at the park for a good cause. The Children's Friend 5K Walk and Run will take place at Roger Williams Park from 9 to 10 a.m. on April 30th. The event will also feature live performances, arts and crafts, and fun for children and adults. Proceeds from the Walk and Run benefit Children's Friend, Rhode Island's oldest child welfare agency. For more information or to register for the race, visit childrensfriend.kintera.org.
All right, back with you now at 8:20. Also in studio with us this morning are the, of course, from the chefs from My Chef Laura. You know, talking about you know, breakfast on the go or whatever. As we mentioned a few moments ago, people who maybe don't have time for breakfast, you know, in the morning, like me, you know. But you can do quick things, which I really liked. On the website, mychef.laura.com, you have a brand new recipe on there for some of our listeners, Laura.
As always, we have a recipe for our WARA listeners. And this time it's a five-grain cereal with apricots, apples, and bananas. But really, you can substitute any dried fruit that you want. And what's great about this particular breakfast is it's all dried. So it will store really, really well. It will carry really well. You don't have to worry about it going bad. You can make up a jar of it for the week and bring it to the office so you have it in your desk drawer when you get there. You can also make up a whole bunch, a month's worth, and put it in your freezer. In either single serving size bag, so it's just you grab it out of the freezer and go. And all you need to do is combine all the dried ingredients, and then when you are where you're going to eat breakfast, you use boiling hot water, and it makes an awesome, just like an oatmeal. You can eat it dry as well if you want to sprinkle it over, you know, yogurt or whatever. But I would recommend really doing the hot. That's a more filling, satisfying experience to have the hot breakfast, and it's very quick and very easy, and stores well and carries well. So you don't have to worry about it going bad in your bag, or you know, when you have an hour and a half train ride, it turns to mush or or something like that. So it's a very easy way to get a healthy, good, healthy breakfast that's going to hang on. Because the other problem is we'll eat like a half a waffle while we're walking out the door, and then we're hungry by 10 yeah. o'clock, yeah. right? And then we eat another breakfast. So we eat our second breakfast. and then we eat our lunch. And then we eat our second lunch. And then we eat our...
yeah, exactly.
And snacks.
Exactly.
So if you can get something like an egg, for example, also high in protein... Or something high in fiber like this breakfast cereal, it will last you until lunch so that you're not snacking at 10 o'clock.
Right.
And we tend to, I know for me, I don't want to think about what I have to eat for breakfast in the morning. You know, I haven't had my coffee yet. My brain hasn't engaged. I just need to know what I'm going to eat and then just eat that. Right. And then I'll worry about the rest of the day as it comes. So...
And I think even Paul would like that. You put it on a peanut and jelly roll, and then you can sprinkle this type of breakfast on
absolutely.
That. And Paul would love it, I think.
Gives you a serving of your fruit, and there you go.
You know,
all
when he
set.
Comes into the studio very shortly, he'll thank you for when
yeah,
he
comes into the studio. We can throw it at him. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the funny thing, there is peanut butter in our kitchen area, but I don't think it's his Skippy. I don't think it's another jar that they had bought.
Well, one day we'll talk about how to make peanut butter so that you don't have to eat, you know, sugar-laden
you can
Skippy.
Make it. You can make
I
it
make
very,
it all the time. I don't
put everything in the processor and stuff like that.
Yep. Yeah, it's just peanuts with peanut oil.
Mm-hmm.
And if salt if you want.
Right.
Buy the unsalted peanuts, I recommend. And then you just whir it together.
How to do that?
Brrr.
Oh, that's how it was.
We're sounding like car talk.
Yeah.
What was that noise?
Yeah.
With an integrated kitchen gadget from RIKB.
Exactly. Right. Now, speaking of that, do you have other items there besides, you know, kitchen and bath items? I mean, I know that a lot of other things, that, which I saw this early this morning. You do have a great video. Cooking with Kitty is recently been put up there as well. It's actually on the website. Well, it's a few minute video. It's basically talking about, she's a chef. She was one of the chefs there. If people want to know more about it, just go to rikb.com. You'll get the video on there. It's a couple of minutes. It's a great thing. She's cooking some great items. But as you mentioned also, Prudence, once in a while you do have chefs. You do have a working kitchen that they can use to videotape segments.
Yeah, we do. We started doing that when we first opened this showroom about 7 or 8 years ago, and it became so popular that I redesigned the showroom so that we could really focus on that working kitchen. Mm-hmm. I sort of, you know, I turned it, I accommodated more seating and that kind of thing because it was really, really one of the greatest things that we ever started doing. Brought people in, people that didn't have to feel like they were there specifically to, you know, to be sold or, you know, looking at kitchens. And it was just a relaxed atmosphere that they could come in, look around the showroom, get some good ideas, but also have a fun evening too. And then, you know, obviously we hoped that at some point in time, if they decided they wanted to do their project and they had anything, they might think of us first.
Also, you have some fine folks in there. You still got Lynn, Rose, and Kara. Working with you guys as well, and they kind of do they go to the different people and they help whatever they are looking for in their homes as well.
That's right. We have been so busy lately too. We have added a couple of new designers on, so we also now have Jody and we have Tracy working with us. So
and you know it's and before we get out of touch here, tell people how they can get in touch with you, where you are in location to the Green Airport in that area.
Yeah, we are located at 139 Jefferson Boulevard. We're about 3/4 of a mile from exit 15, where you get off the main Jefferson Boulevard exit from 95. So it's very, very easily accessible. It's also a great street with other businesses that will help you with ideas for your project. There's a couple of tile places located on Jefferson Boulevard. There's a couple of plumbing suppliers. All of these things, they're all businesses that we use in the course of a daily, you know, our daily work. But also, it's terrific because you can get a lot done in one, right in one area.
Mm. And also, up the street a bit, there's a great restaurant up there, as well.
There is. Yeah. Yes, there is. There's a couple of terrific places to
eat. Yeah, isn't it the, is it the Brass Tavern? Is that the Ironworks Tavern.
Yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I see
them,
I'm on Facebook with them all the time. And I see them all the time, and you know, located. They say conveniently located within minutes of the airport. So before or after a plane ride, come in there. And then they also, at one point, I happened to see. At one point, they did say about a year ago, stop into Jefferson Boulevard because you've got a lot of great other businesses that will help you if you don't know, you know, what to do. You know, if you, in fact, they did mention Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath on it a while back. You know, if you're looking for something, you know, for a brand new. They said brand new sink or toilet. They had mentioned or anything else, but you know, and it's great because it's kind of like you've got your own little community. Mm. Jefferson Boulevard, you know, is an excellent historical area. I know not too far away. I don't know if I'm still there. Kenny Manufacturing used to do the curtains and
they're still there
right off the highway
definitely.
When you get off of the airport connector right at the bottom of that ramp.
Mm-hmm. Ocean State Theater is there too. So just a plug, on April 27th, we're going to be doing a cabaret cafe event with the Ocean State Theater on April 27th, right after their opening program of Anything Goes.
Ooh, nice.
So if you want to see a wonderful play and then have great food afterwards, go see Anything Goes and come have some food at Ocean State Theater.
There you go. And then way before that, stop over to Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath, and if they want to get...
There you go. Actually, to that point, their showroom is fabulous, by the way. We've been there many times, and it is, as Prudence mentioned, a really comfortable place. It's welcoming. You know, you walk in the door, and the first thing is like, do you want anything to drink? Or
very well lit,
it's very well lit. It's beautiful. If you're just looking for ideas, you don't have to, you know, immediately come in and buy something. If you're just looking to do a kitchen, and the people there are super knowledgeable, if you like, what is that, you know, like I had a question about what's that oven, and Prudence was able to tell me, oh, it's a steam oven, and which is cool, and maybe she could talk about that, cool new appliances, but I really urge you to go there because it's a beautiful place. They haven't had the best chefs yet for their chef series, but we're working on that.
That will change in the next few weeks.
Exactly.
We know that.
We are traveling chefs at the Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath showroom at the Providence Home Show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
That's coming up very shortly as well, right?
Yes. April 2nd.
Second.
It starts on the Thursday, the 30th, mm-hmm. and runs through that first weekend of April.
Right.
And we'll be there on that Saturday. 5 o'clock and 6:30.
Nice. So.
Correct.
The other thing that's coming up, Deb, hi, Deb. How you doing?
Hi, Deb.
I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, you also can talk a little bit about something that the entire team, most of the team, will be there in a few weeks at the tasting, the food tastings here in Attleboro, which is coming up on April 13th.
Yes, we are deep in menu preparation. Mm-hmm. We're figuring out what we can do. I don't know if we want to release the information yet.
Yeah, we have it already released.
He's already got it. He's ready to go.
The chili contest. The chili contest. We have a German red chili and we have a German white chili. German influence, inspired.
Inspired.
Because a real German cook is doing something with the chili, yes.
A real German cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's German chili because the Germans making it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Anybody else? Who else from My Chef Laura will be there, or any other? Laura will be there. Laura McDougall, Home Plant Advantage. She'll be there.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know if anybody else is coming this time.
Now, I don't think Lynn's going to be there. She was there last year, right? Was it Chef Lynn? Was it Lynn or Nicole?
Another Deb.
A Deb. That's right. Yeah, the other Deb.
Deb.
Deb Westgate.
No, she's not going to be able to be there.
Okay, because she did this. She did the sushi last year.
Yes, she did. Okay. She did a great job. That was really good.
Angela was there.
Okay.
And Angela was there, right.
And so that is coming up. The tickets are available right now, $15, by calling the Literacy Center here in Attleboro. For 2.5 hours, from 5:30 to 8, people can just munch on appetizers and dinner, whatever they're going to do. I'll be there playing some background music throughout the night. And some of the great raffle prizes. I know that when 8 o'clock comes, everybody just still wants to try to hang around, and they're saying, anything more? I know last year we were trying to get those last minute Swedish meatballs last year, that you guys had.
Well, we had German meatballs and Moroccan meatballs.
The Moroccan meatballs.
Remember the Moroccan meatballs?
Oh, those were a pretty good seller last year.
They were popular.
They were very popular.
And people want to say, you get the $15, for the price, but you can eat nonstop
for hours.
From from food to dessert all night long. There is a cash bar there, but it's a great event. It really is.
It's fun for us. It's fun for the people.
You get to see some of the community. A lot of the I know last year. You guys got to meet my wife Carol last year, and she was thrilled because she is coming again this year.
Great.
She says, "Are the My Chef Laura people going to be there?" I says, "They do have names, You mean Deb, Laura, Laura, and Laura's got my home and play advantage, and all the people are going to be there." I said, "Yes, they will be there. All right, make sure that she's there as well." So she's looking forward to it. It's coming up on April 13th. Get your tickets by contacting the Literacy Center here in Attleboro.
Did I mention that it is my birthday, too?
That day is your birthday.
Yeah, sure.
You said that last month. You did say that last month.
Not that he's being subtle.
No, not much.
He's not subtle about his birthday.
So we're going to have a German chocolate cake that he's going to have to make, or someone have to bring, right?
Maybe Laura or I could possibly.
I think so. If you can do it, because I figured, the other people that run the kitchen at the Elks, I know them personally, for people from Young's Catering out of Seekonk, they would probably say, we could do something like that. But if you're doing it, it'll probably be better if you guys do it or whatever.
Who knows?
All right, we have, of course, Prudence Stoddard from Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath with us. We also have Chefs Norbert, Lara, and Deb from My Chef Lara. com with us as well. And speaking of Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath, it's RIKB.com for more details. We're going to take another quick break. Be back also with Gina taking another look at the traffic as she wraps things up here on this Wednesday morning.
The Fierce 5 5K Road Race will take place on Saturday, April 2nd, 2016 at Lincoln Woods State Park. The Fierce 5 5K memorializes Sharon Heal, a full-time student who also made time to train and win at the highest levels of competitive cheerleading. Lincoln Woods was purposely chosen to test each racer's core and endurance levels. This race is a family-friendly event that will include live music, food, and other special activities and guests. For more information, go to www.fierceforshannon.org.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Stop by the Norton Public Library on Tuesday, March 22nd from 1 o'clock p.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the children's room for kindergarten readiness. This 5-week playgroup will be run by 2 parent support educational specialists and will be offered to parents and children who will be entering kindergarten in the fall of 2016. The program will focus on activities that promote kindergarten readiness skills in a fun and playful learning environment. To register your children for this group, contact Gina McGarrigal at 508-559-1666, extension 123, or via email at gmcgarrigal@selfhelpinc.org.
Okay, back with us here on 1320 with our chefs, and we have, of course, Prudence. We're going to get back to Prudence in just a second, but we do have our final update on the traffic on this Wednesday morning. Gina, how are we looking since last time we talked?
Well, it's certainly a little bit better in a few spots.
95 southbound is improving rapidly. We did have a breakdown and an accident between Killingley Street, Hartford Avenue area, and the 610 connector. That's getting better. We're only slow from Dean Street. All of that has cleared up. 185 westbound, still a little heavy out of East Providence, unfortunately. Look at the ride on 95 from the state line all the way up into Canton. Not bad. Tap of the brakes at 95. 93 split. Around Attleboro, it's business as usual. We're a little heavy on South Main by Locust, but it's not too bad. Route 1, usual busyness there. We're also going to see some busyness over by Market Basket. The expressway is improving too, Dom. We're heavy out of Quincy instead of backed up into Braintree. 495 North, dipping down below the speed limit, approaching the Mass Pike. Don't forget, Route 6 Veterans Memorial Bridge between Somerset and Fall River is going to be intermittently shut down today and tomorrow between 10 and 3. Top of the hour, 10-minute closures are on the menu. That means you're going to have to use the Braga Bridge if you'd like to avoid that. Next report coming up tomorrow morning. I'm Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
All right, Gina, sounds great. Thank you very much. All right, one other thing that I did see on your website, Prudence, is you've got a 3,000 square foot facility there on Jefferson Boulevard. One thing that a lot of our listeners may want to check out, you can also subscribe to newsletters as well.
Yes, we do try to put together a newsletter to keep everything, keep it so people mm-hmm. are informed about what's coming up. We do have a lot of events, as we talked about earlier, so mm-hmm. we often have a lot of things on the schedule that we try to keep you up on. We also try to give some tips on, some of the little things like lighting. How do you light a kitchen? What's the best way to do it? What are some of the new products and things like that are out there? What are some of the fun things? There are some really wonderful, wonderful things that have been developed in the last couple of years that have either made our lives easier. We're always looking for things that are going to be faster, more efficient, and save time in the kitchen. And the appliance people are really coming around on that. The people that create the organizational systems for what goes into your cabinets have come up with some terrific things as well.
Yeah, and as you mentioned earlier, when your design team take a look at stuff on the computer, you can do it in virtual reality, almost like your website says, realistic settings. Mm-hmm. And it'd be amazing what you see, because even before it comes into your kitchen or bath, into your home, you can basically take a look. Hey, this is going to look great here. You can add at some point. I know a lot of people in their bathrooms, especially, they may add a second sink. One thing that I got to ask you, since you're in this business, are bidets still popular or not? I mean, I know it's an English thing, whatever, but I know there are some places, hotels are having these as well now.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. It is definitely a European thing.
Yeah.
It has never been embraced well by the American public. Mm-hmm. So in the course of all of the years that I've been doing bathroom design, I've done two.
You have.
So it's amazing. There's very, very little call for it. You see it much more in hotels, especially ones that cater to an international audience. But what is becoming very popular are seats that you can put on your standard toilet, and they have the same function as a bidet. They have all kinds of functions. They need a plug. They need power. Sure. You plug them in, and it's a much more cost-effective way to get the benefits of a bidet, but still keep it, so you don't have to provide the additional plumbing and that kind of thing.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. I know. Going back to one of the Crocodile Hunt Dundee movies, he didn't know what it was, and he opened the window of the Plaza Hotel. Oh, it's for your backside. So that's basically, so that's one of the things that they had mentioned back then. Yeah. I don't know how we got into that. There's a lot of great things to see there. You guys are open every day except Sundays.
Yes, and we're open by appointment anytime. Mm-hmm. So we are open on Monday through Friday. We stay open from 9 to 5. Saturdays are 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. But all of our designers are available, to meet you at your convenience as well.
Mm-hmm. And that you can email you guys as well. You have info@rikb.com?
We do, yes, as long as yeah, we have the individual designers, of course, have their own emails. Easy to reach, you know, it's basically the first name at rikb.com, or you can go to our central location and reach us. We, you know, we check that, you know, every day, once, twice a day. And we try to keep on top of things as much as possible.
And if you want to get in touch with Prudence or any of them, you can contact them at 401-463-1550, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. We have an update on the forecast once again coming up at 8:42 now here on this Wednesday morning. And Jim is back with us once again. Jim?
Well, Don, we're just another couple of hours away from finally seeing the sun after about two straight plus days of not seeing it. The sun is out just west of Worcester and out towards Groton, New London. The sun is out now, so we're going to have increasing sun. It won't completely clear out, but we're going to have sun and clouds this afternoon. And with a wind that's not coming off the ocean, we should easily get into the mid-50s this afternoon with north winds. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a weak system producing a couple of showers. And then tomorrow, looks like we're going to have clouds and sun again, but still mild, getting back into the upper 50s and lower 60s, a chance of a shower or two in the afternoon and the evening. And then on Friday, it looks like colder weather, but not bitterly cold, certainly nothing like we had Valentine's Day when we had below zero temperatures. But we're going to be in the upper 30s to near 40 in the morning and then 50 in the afternoon. Right now, it looks like a pretty good weekend, although cool. Temperatures upper 30s to near 40 Saturday. Increasing clouds by Sunday night. And again, we'll be monitoring this for the rest of the week. There is some chance of getting some cold rain, wind, and or wet snow Sunday night and Monday.
All right. Sounds good, Jim. All right. Well, we'll talk to you in the morning.
Talk to you then.
All right, Jim. All right, Paul Healy, of course, joining us at the top of the hour. He'll be here in just a few moments. One thing that I did see on MyChefLara's website.com as well, we've talked about this in the past. You have some new things going on. You, of course, the home delivery, a lot of things going on. How is some of that going now these days?
It is working out very well. Mm-hmm. It is working very well. but let me go back maybe a couple of thoughts.
Yeah.
How we met Prudence.
Okay,
and,
great.
You know, as you know, My Chef Lara, we are a personal chef service, mm-hmm. and we have been working for the last 5 years in 3-4 different kitchens every single week in customers' homes. And we have run into so many badly designed kitchens, gorgeous to look at, but badly designed, that we thought there must be something to a design process which can improve on those things. Because in my opinion, my personal opinion, every good party starts in the kitchen and every good party ends in the kitchen. So there is a certain way you should treat your kitchen as a community room. On the other side, we have to work in the kitchen and we have to create meals. And we are working always as a team of two people. And we don't want to run around like chicken with no heads on to find the next appliance, which is 20 feet away, and then have to go back to the sink, and so on and so on. So we had kitchens which were gorgeous looking, and they had silk wallpaper. And a couple of weeks ago, last week, Deb, we were in a kitchen and you hit your head 5 times on that hood and on the exhaust. So those were reasons why we said, Prudence, come up and help us to design the perfect kitchen, which actually brings both of those worlds together, the community and at the very same time functionality. And that everything is there. And that is how we got in contact with Prudence.
Yeah, we always start with functionality first and talk through with the client about how many people will be using the kitchen. You know, do you like to work with another family member, or do you entertain a lot? And it does make a big difference. A lot of people keep thinking that these wonderful big kitchens are the way to go, but if your appliances are located too far apart, then it becomes inconvenient. We do have certain rules. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the rules is nothing should be further than 9 feet away.
Oh, interesting.
And or closer, really, than 4. So there's such a thing as being too tight, mm-hmm, and not giving you enough room to circulate. But if you have a large kitchen and you do have to have an appliance that's located a little far away, maybe what you should do is add a second sink over next to that area. Mm-hmm. So at least you're creating a separate work zone and an area where it becomes a little bit more convenient to work in. So there are a lot of little tricks of the trade. And yes, those hoods, unfortunately, a lot of the range hoods that are coming out today are very large. They are designed in many cases to project out 3 inches in front of where the appliance ends, so 27 inches deep.
Why?
Yeah, crazy, huh? Well, they want to capture, you know, every molecule
of steam or
grease, yeah, that's coming out, yeah, of it. So, and they all have a recommended height. Well, of course, there's a variety of heights that you can set it at. Really, the optimum height is where the manufacturer sets it. But for heaven's sakes, if for comfort, you have to raise it up another 3 or 4 inches. For heaven's sakes, you're not going to lose the functionality,
yeah,
of the product.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
yeah,
you've got to be smart.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. 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 Exactly. You've got to be, use some common sense, yeah, you know, when these things are done. And the whole thing is customize it for the user.
Yeah, and go ahead.
And a good cook sometimes really wants to take a look into the skillet or into the pot, which is on the back side of the burner, and the head has to go there. You cannot take the pot out. So those big hoods in that narrow area, dangerous.
Has kitchen design changed a lot over the years?
You know, it's amazing. I mean, what they call the work triangle, which is the sink, the cooktop, and the refrigerator, has not changed in many, many years. That was a concept that was developed, way longer ago than I even know. I probably should know the date, but it's been around since, the 20s, mm-hmm, I think, a long, long time ago. We still use that, but there's a new concept that has originated in Europe that's called zoned kitchen design, which has a very different concept. It doesn't have the legs of the triangle and, you know, no more than 9 feet, you know, no more than a total of 26 feet for the triangle. The zoned kitchen design has a place for your consumable storage in one area, then your dish storage in another area, a preparation zone in another area, and a cleaning zone. And it's interesting. In kitchen design today, we always put the oven in a more remote location, figuring that you put something in it, you leave it. This is assuming, of course, that it's a wall oven. You put it in another area and you forget it. Where the cooktop, the cooking surface, is really the thing that gets the most play. But in zone design, you keep all of the cooking together. You know, you keep all of the cleaning together. You don't segregate those designs, those things in your design, I should say. So it's a different concept. It is certainly catching on, especially in contemporary design. And it's kind of a little different take on the old standard.
And how much does space matter? When you design a kitchen, I'm assuming there are certain core things, like the triangle, right?
Mm-hmm.
That no matter the size of the kitchen, you try to keep that basic design, but if you have a smaller kitchen, can you still do a zoned concept, or how does that work into the design process?
You definitely can still have an efficient kitchen with a smaller amount of space. It's all about deciding how many cooks you need. If it's a single cook kitchen, having everything within reach is a wonderful thing, and trying to keep the spacing fairly close together. But once that second person comes in, you have to once again think about that spacing. Locate, make sure that you're not having the dishwasher door interfere with the oven door. You know, make sure that the oven door doesn't open across a doorway.
Right.
Make sure that the sink is located in a place that you can easily get at the dishwasher. But again, a new concept is putting the dishwasher near the eating area. So again, there's a lot of different approaches and a lot of different concepts. Mm-hmm. Dishwashers are made so well today that they don't require you to rinse the plates.
Right. So then it
you
would
put
make
them
more
in.
Sense.
They have, you know, they grind the food. They, you know, they cook at a, I mean, they operate at a very high pressure and a very high temperature, and you don't need to have the proximity to the sink.
So I have a question about those pesky underneath corner cabinets. What is the best way to use your underneath corner cabinets, in your opinion?
Oh, that's,
what are some of the options?
That's interesting. A lot of contemporary design, and again, I always refer to European design because a lot of the most, the newest ideas come from our European partners. They have, in many cases, just forgotten about the corner entirely and leave it out. And it's interesting. They've decided, well, we have such poor access into the corner anyway. Let's just skip it, and end the cabinets there, and just pretend that space doesn't exist. The best by far still remains something that they call a Super Susan. It's a Lazy Susan cabinet on steroids. It's just better. It's a very accessible cabinet. It has full shelves, full turning radius, and it really is the best solution. However, there are new products that have come out for those what we call blind corners, mm-hmm. for those areas that a lot of you have in your kitchens that you just can't access. There are new things that you can pull out, swing out, some interesting movement to allow you to get access in there. But once again, they are not perfect, and they still leave a lot of space unused.
Mm. So. We have a client, actually, who has there's a little caddy with trash and recycling in the corner. And it's shaped differently than regular trash cans. And I have to say, that's one solution that I really liked. Mm. I thought that's a good use. And because of where it's located in the kitchen, it's actually really practical. So you can have your trash and then your two recycling bins underneath there, and it uses up that space nicely.
Hmm. Yeah, that is a good idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's complicated. That's why you need a designer.
That's right. There's so many choices.
That's right. Yeah. And as you said, you are open every day until 5 o'clock, 9 to 5, Saturdays from 10 to 2.
Yes.
You're down there as well. And right on Jefferson Boulevard, 139 Jefferson?
139.
Right. I know in the last few minutes that we have together, my chef Lara, along with Chef Laura McDougall, will be at the Attleboro Lodge of Elks coming up in a few weeks, talking about the International Food Tasting event. There's everything from dessert to appetizers to meals that people can to get involved with. You've been doing this now for I think this is the third year. And I know last year and the last couple of years, you've been, you know, very happy with it as well. You get some clients who may try some of your items. You do have, with your service, you do have a couple of clients from the local area, from Attleboro as well now.
Yes, we do.
Yep. We do, yep. And we cover a pretty wide area. We cover southern Massachusetts. Actually, we even have a client up in Framingham. Mm-hmm. And all of Rhode Island and some of northern Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So our area base is pretty large. So feel free to call us. Don't be afraid. We'll always answer the phone, we promise.
If you can hear the sound of our voice.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And basically, like we always say, you know, how can people get in touch with My Chef Lara?
Our phone number is 401-831-1657. Our email address is info@mychef.lara.com. And we have an awesome website at www.mychef.lara.com.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly. With a capital A. With a capital awesome.
And I just want to mention, in case anyone is listening, we are having a conference here in July. And I'm helping to organize presenters for that conference. And so July 7th through 10th, and we're looking to really showcase what New England has to offer. So if you're interested in presenting at this conference, please feel free to reach out to me, Lara@mychef.lara.com. And I would be more than happy to speak to you. We're looking for presenters on anything, really, anything food related, even from food product to food how-to to anything like that food related. We're looking to really make this a slam dunk of a conference. It's national, in all of North America and Canada. We have hundreds of personal chefs who come, and it's at the Omni hotel mm-hmm. in Providence. So feel free to reach out to me if that's something you might be interested in.
And it's also open to the public. So people who are interested in food and interested in learning more about food, then they may want to check it out. Go to the USPCA website. Mm-hmm. I don't think all the information is up yet, but it will be soon. So, you know, anybody local who would like to attend, they're also welcome to do that.
Yeah, you mentioned that last month. That is going to be a great event, which is, as you said, it is open to the public. If people want to come down, you can get more information at your website, and that will be a link to the USPC link as well. A lot of great things coming up. And last thing before we take off for today, I know a couple of days ago on the web on your website, you did have the recipe for the meatloaf that I did enjoy last month. You had the personal bacon meatloaf with a little bit of a spice in it last month. Remember that one?
Right, the Muffington.
Yes.
The Muffington meatloaf. That's the barbecue exactly. mini muffin meatloaf. Yes.
You know, in the next minute or so, how did you come up with that and how is it prepared?
Again, the muffin tin idea is a great one for portion size control. I just thought you want something moist, which is hence the barbecue sauce, right? Mm-hmm. So and that adds a lot of flavor. And meatloaf is one of those high protein that you can pack a lot of veggies into. Mm-hmm. And people don't notice, just as a hint. So you came up with the idea of another grab and go. We're so busy, right? Yeah. And we want to be able to eat healthy and filling meals when we're in a hurry. So the muffin tin idea, you can freeze them very easily. You can, you know, you cook them, bake them, have one if you're being good, have three if you're not.
Well, I will tell you, when I got home, it didn't last very long. I think I had it for lunch. I put it in the microwave, and it was one of those things that's like, is there any more? I'm looking all around, like, I guess no. And I didn't realize that there was that little bit of a kick to it as well. So it was wonderful, as awesome as Norbert usually says.
When Lara does something like that, there is always a kick to it.
Yes. And hopefully
you love our little kick.
Exactly. And unless Lara is kicking you under the table, that's a different story. Well, once again, we want to thank Deb, Norbert, and Lara from MyChefLara.com, their website, of course. And Prudence, thank you very much. You have enlightened us a lot at RIKB.com. At the Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath, 139 Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick, just minutes away from the airport. Thank you once again. All right, that's going to wrap it up for yours truly. And, of course, Paul Healy is coming your way in just a couple of moments. Have yourself a wonderful Wednesday. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Yes, and it is St. Patrick's Day, where I will be playing. Yes, Italian will play some Irish tunes tomorrow.